It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. City economists presented their second quarter economic findings for 2019 at a Las Cruces City Council work session Monday. Michael Hernandez reports.
Officials with the city's Economic Development Department highlighted their economic outlook for Las Cruces using data gathered midway through 2019. Economist Francisco Payada says the city's unemployment rate in May was 4.5%, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics data. That matched the statewide rate but remains slightly higher than the May 2018 rate of 4.1%. Bayada says a measure often used to track job creation is total non-farm payroll employment. Preliminary data for June 2019 show the number of payroll jobs in metropolitan Las Cruces totaled nearly 74,000. That's an increase of 600 jobs compared with the previous year. While industries like education and health services made gains, Bayada says others saw losses.
And in terms of this, we have seen some decreases in professional and business services, but we have also seen some increases, particularly in healthcare. We have also seen some increases in leisure and hospitality and construction. So we have seen some increases in other areas as well.
Las Cruces Mayor Ken Miyagashima says the job market in the city is taking more of a focus on higher-paying technical jobs. He cites moves by video game startup Ganymede Games and spaceflight company Virgin Galactic as recent examples.
Of course, with Virgin Galactic moving their operations from Mojave here in Las Cruces, you're starting to see a lot of ancillary businesses that are very excited about that are starting to set up, whether it's tours, whether it's support businesses that come with building spaceships. It's really cool. It's really fun to see, and it's very good as far as employment is concerned.
Bayada says the city has also seen increases this year in the average value of new non-residential commercial construction permits. Those valuations hit nearly $1.5 million in June, more than double the average for that month from 2006 to 2018.
This is more associated to two specific projects related to healthcare, the expansion of a hospital, as well as building of some medical offices that have happened in the months of May as well as June of this year.
Bayada says the city partners with the Council for Community and Economic Research to collect cost of living data for housing, groceries, utilities, transportation, and more. Based on first quarter findings, the report states Las Cruces is overall 11% more affordable than the average U.S. city.
In most instances, more affordable is the instance of housing and in the instance of utilities, as well as in the case of miscellaneous goods, but it does have that we are a little bit more expensive in terms of groceries.
Citing the recent arrival of industrial hemp company Rich Global Hemp, Miyagashima says going forward, he's interested in growing hemp manufacturing by developing the West Mesa Industrial Park.
You know, one of the things that we've tried for years is to develop it into a manufacturing place for, you know, to maybe partner with or augment the maquila industry. But I think Santa Teresa has the inside track on that because of its location, proximity to the rail. So I think one of the things that we may want to look at is developing the West Mesa Industrial Park into more of a manufacturing area for hemp product.
There's already plenty of people to fill jobs in manufacturing and other industries. Las Cruces had more than 2,100 people unemployed in May 2019. Bayada says that's due to factors that include a lack of information and training. According to August labor market data, he says there are more than 1,000 active job openings in Las Cruces.
And the types of job openings that we have had in Las Cruces are mostly focused, or there's a lot that are focused in healthcare. There's a lot of RN positions, there's a lot of medical assistant positions, a lot of positions associated to healthcare in general. There's also some associated to retail. But in terms of healthcare, you would have to train a group of individuals in order to fulfill those jobs for which they're applying.
Bayada says the city will meet in November to review another economic factor, the cost of living adjustment to the minimum wage set for 2020. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
In more news, the oil and gas business is booming in New Mexico and Texas, but there's a labor shortage. Some hope to address that through education. Texas public schools could soon offer energy industry training programs. As Houston Public Media's Travis Bubinick reports, the Texas Education Agency has proposed the idea.
The TEA wants to add energy classes to the slate of career and technical courses some high schools already offer. The classes would prep students for jobs in oil and gas, renewables, or the petrochemical industry. Wayne Christian, the state's top oil and gas regulator, says the program could help fill the worker shortage oil and gas companies are dealing with.
One of the biggest risks to taking full advantage of this wonderful discovery the good Lord gave us is we don't get the labor to do the work.
Christian has previously complained that students are being scared away from industry by what he's called anti-oil and gas science. The advocacy group Public Citizen, often an industry critic, says the proposed energy classes could be a good thing if they train the next generation of clean energy workers. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubinick.